The Yavdis Ahanis. But if you do say it, Yishno will help, even though you don't have to. But if you want to say it, still there's this halacha, we believe the Shliach, and therefore it is considered as if you have a kiyam on the shtar. And therefore, the Yossi Bal Ma'arul or Maskechinen Bey, if the husband comes later and complains, we don't listen to him, because it's already considered as if we had a kiyam from the fact that we believe the Shliach when he says, Befonai Nechta, Befonai Nechta. Alright, we'll stop here. Again, the last shaila was that the case was that Rav Chana was saying over that Rav Chana once had a case where a get was brought from one place to another place in Bavel. It was brought from Bavel to, it was brought in Bavel. So the question was, do you have to say before Nanichta or not? So he answered him back, Omaleh Leitz Richter, you do not have to say before Nanichta. Like we said before, because Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. They became Lishmode, it's like Eretz Yisrael. But he added on, though, he said, you should know, the Avdis Ahanis. But if you do say before Nanichtov, it still helps. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Because even though, like in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtov, but if the Shliach comes and does say before Nanichtov, it helps. Sumara says, Mayi Avdis Ahanis, what does it mean that it helps? The osi baal ma'aru l'mashchinim bo bay. That means if the husband comes later to complain to say the get is no good, we don't listen to him. In other words, just like in chutz loretz, that's the takana. That when the shliach comes and says before an anichtav we had before, we believe him like too. That the husband cannot come later and complain. So the same chiddush is even in bavel. Even though in bavel really you do not have to say before an anichtav, but still if you say it, still it helps. And the Gemara says, Kiratanya, like we learned, that what ma'isa biyodimech happened with what a person, shehevi get lefnei Reb Yishmael, that a get was brought in front of Reb Yishmael. Oh, my Lord, so they said to him, tzorach ani loyma b'fona nechtav b'fona nechtam, oy einay tzorach, do I or don't I have to? That was the Shiloh. The Shliach asked him, do I have to say b'fona nechtav or not? So, oh, my Lord, so Reb Yishmael said back to the Shliach, Beni, like my son, Mehechanata, from where are you? Like, let me hear, where are you coming from? I'll let you know if you have to say before the nechtav or not. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe, he said back to him, Rebbe, Mikfasi Soy Ani. I'm from Kfasi Soy. That's the name of a place. Is Oh, my Lord, so Rebbe Shmuel said back to him, Tzorach Ata Leme before the nechtav. You do have to say it. And we'll soon see, really, really, you do not have to say it. Because this was a place that was Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael and was very, very close, that according to everybody, really, you do not have to say it. But he told them to say it, you know why? Shaloi Tizkat Li Edim, that you would not have to have Edim later on, like in case the husband comes and complains later and says the get is no good, so like this, you have to have a Kiyam Ashtar, you need to wait him to come and check out the Shtar. But now if the Shliach tells us right away, before Nanichtav, it helps. So you see again the same riot we just had, that even though this place was so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtav, but still the Chiddush is, if the Shliach tells us before Nanichtav, it helps. It helps so much that later when the husband comes, we do not listen to the husband. So the case over here was, Li'achas Shiyot, after this person went away from Rabbi Shmuel, Nichnas Lefon of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came into Rabbi Shmuel and Amaloi said to him, Rabbi, V'aloi Kfasi Soi Muvlas B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. You should know this city of Kfasi Soi is Muvla, is like swallowed up into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. U'kroivel Etzipori Yaisa Miyako. It's even closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko is. U'tanan we learned, Rabbi Meir Roi Ma'akko K'Eretz Yisrael. Akko also has a lot like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. And the Afilu Rabbanu L'Apolik L'Ed Roi Meir Elo B'Yako. Even the Rabbanu only argue about Akko. The Merachka, it's a little bit further. It's far away from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Machloikis if Akko is considered like Eretz Yisrael or not. Avu Kfas Yisoy, but this city that this person came and asked you the Shailom, the Mekarv, it's very close to Eretz Yisrael. Loi, according to everybody, since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, you should not have to say before Nanichtav. So he asked Rabbi Shmuel, how come you told the person he had to say before Nanichtav? Oh my Lord, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, Shesoik b'ni Shesoik, like be quiet. Hoyel v'yotza adove b'heter. Since the thing went out b'heter, like I didn't paskin wrong. So the Gemara says, b'heter, Yotzo ho'iyo namish let Samaria the question, like what was the question here altogether? Ho'iyo namish let tiskak li'edim komalei. Like what was this, what was Rabbi Loi's question altogether to Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael told the Shliach clearly, in other words, really you do not have to stay before Nechtov. Because since you're so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. I just told you an Eitzah Toiva, good advice, that if you know how to say before the Nechta, say it already, in order that if the husband comes later and complains, we will not have to have a second Akiyam. So that's the question now. Rabbi Shmuel himself told him right away that the only reason why I'm telling you to say it is to save yourself the problem, not to have Edom later on. But not that I'm telling you, Mi'ikra Adin, you have to. So Moran says, that's the more of this, there's no question then. So Moran says, Lo sign Mukamei, that the reason why Rabbi Loi asked the question to Rabbi Shmuel, because he did not hear the ending off. The last thing that Rabbi Shmuel said, he did not hear. He only heard him say that the Shliach has to say it. But the reason why, he didn't hear it. But I call upon him, this is the proof from our Gemara's here, that even in Eretz Yisrael and above all, when you don't have to say it, if the Shliach does say before the Nechta, it helps, that even though later when the husband comes and complains, we do not listen to the husband. Really, the Pnei Yeshua asked the question over here, because there are some Shittas Rishonim that hold that when the husband comes and complains and says the get is no good, then there's a good doubt, even with the Yeraisa, if the get is good or not. And then really we have to have a Kiyum that's good in with the Yeraisa. So then the question is, how can we believe the Shliach? The Gemara before said the only reason why we believe the Shliach is because Kiyum starts as only with the Rabbanan. And Mishumiguna Kiluba Rabbanan. That's good before the husband complains. But if the husband comes to complain, how can we believe the Yedechot? That's the famous question they ask. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say, once the Gemara said that the Yedechot is Medayik, so then he's even believed Midirais also. Right. Sholach L'Rab HaVeisa L'Rab Chizda. Rab HaVeisa asked a question to Rab Chizda. Gittin Aboyim Mishom Lekan. Gittin that I come from over there to here means from Bobo Teretz Yisrael. Is Ein Tzarech Lem Befon HaNechtem Befon HaNechtem. You do not have to say before Nechta, like we learned before, you do not have to say it, because they know the halachas. So Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Ksavar, let's say that, Chizda holds, Lefi Shein Bekiyim Lishmo, that the reason why you would have to say before Nechta is because the people in Chutz Laaretz do not know the halach of Lishmo. Fahani, but the people living in Bavel, Gemiri, they know the halachas. Since there were a lot of yeshivas there was a lot of Torah there, they know the halacha. So Mora says, no, that's not a good answer. But Tizbra, this is a good answer. For her Rabbi, he slayed the Rava. We came out before that Rabbah that says L'shum L'shmo agrees to Rava. That we also have to make sure that there'll be a Kiyam on the get, that the Edom have to be around to recognize the signatures. Ela de Kuliyama Bina L'kayoma. Could be everybody agrees that you have to have it in order to be able to Mekayim Dishtar. So if so, why in Bavel do you not need it? Since there are people that travel back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says it means the Talmidim that go and learn in Bavel, therefore it's called Shchiyat that people travel back and forth and they will recognize the signatures. So a get that's written in Bavel, we do not have to hear before Nechtov. Because if there's any problems later, there are people that hear in Eretz Yisrael recognize the signatures of the people in Bavel since they travel back and forth. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, "Man leimel on the Rabbi Veisa bar Samchu." First of all, who said the Rabbi Veisa was a person to be samech on? Who said he's a bar Samchu, like a gavur Rabbi, you could rely on him? The Yoid, and also, I'll tell you, he did something wrong, so you can't rely on him. All right, it's a shaila about lashon hara here, but all right, nice place. They wanted to prove it that maybe you can't rely on him on the psak halacha. The Yoid ho'il b'sholach le'er Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Veisa once sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda. He said like this: "B'nei Yoda mo'ilu mishom lekan." The people that leave Bavel to go to learn in Eretz Yisrael, Tchurim and Kelulite, people that are married, and they leave their wives in Bavel, and they go up to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and Kayom and Biatzum, they mekayim the pasuk upon themselves that says, Vayitno hayeled bezoina, they leave their children to come zoina with a zoina, v'yayado mochru b'yayin v'yishtu, and the daughters will stam drink wine. In other words, kitzvah is not a good thing to do. So that's what he wrote about them. So Rashi learns, these men used to go and learn in Eretz Yisrael, and they would stay there a long time. And they would leave their husbands, they would leave their wives back home in Bavel. They didn't have children then, they weren't with their wives, and they didn't take care of their children. So he said back, these people are doing the wrong thing, they shouldn't do such things like that. But he wrote them in a letter, this pasuk. And what did he do wrong? What he did wrong was the cost of lay b'lay shirtet. When he wrote these psukim, he wrote down these psukim without shirtet, without first scratching out lines first, without shirtet. The Yom Rav Yisrael, Yisrael says like this, Shtayim Kaisim. You write two letters, two words of Anach or Chumash, you later write it down without first making shirtet, drawing lines on the piece of paper. But Sholosh, if you go to write three words, and Kaisim, you're not allowed to write it without shirtet, without first making lines. So see, Rabbi Vesa did something wrong. The Masnisa Torah and the Brisa, we learn like this. Sholosh Kaisim. Three words you're allowed to write down without shirtet, first scratching out lines. Arbo, if you write four words though, ain't kaisvin. You're not allowed to write down four words of chumash or nach without first making shirtet. So the halacha Tais speaks out is that this halacha is only if you're writing it down for like halacha to learn out from the psukim. But if somebody stam writes a friend a letter and his stam wants to talk in nice language and use the words of nach, then you don't have to be makpid in this. Also, only if you write it in lashon and in ksav ashuris. You have to write the words the way they're written in the Sefer Torah. If you write Iksav Ashuris, then you're not allowed to write down Sukkim unless you first make sure that you first scratch out on the piece of paper. So this is how they got to Rishasi, Tefillin, Mezuzis. If you need Shurta, they're not. Could be just one Shurta that you have to make, a top line has to be scratched out in order that from there you'll be able to follow to write one nice line after another nice line. Akor Ponim, he did something wrong that he wrote down this Pasuk without making Shurta. On this, Omalay Abai, Abai said back, what's so bad? Otto called the lawyer, the Hod Rav Yitzchak, Lav Gav Rabu. Somebody that does not know what Rav Yitzchak said is so bad. Bishlem Emilsa the Talib is Svara, something that you have to use your own logic to understand it. Lachaya, that I can understand if it doesn't have a Svara, good logic, so it's not a good Talmud Chacham. But ho, this halacha Rav Yitzchak Gemara, it's not a Svara, it's a Kalach, it's a Gemara. Well, Gemara Leshmilei, and this Gemara, Rav Avesa did not hear, so there's nothing wrong with it. For Yod, another thing is, Rav Avesa, who the Ask Gemara Yodai, Rav Avesa was a great person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself agreed to him. To receive, the Pasuk says like this, V'atizna Olof Pilakshay. And then the Pasha Shoeftim, no Meister Pelegish Begiva, that first this Pelegish, the midwife, left the husband. Because the man was not being nice to her. So she ran away, and then the mice was, he ran after to bring her home. Now why did she run away from him? What happened was, she served him something, and there was a fly there, and she got very angry at him. As he got very angry at her. That's why she ran away. There was hair there. Screw, we'll see what it means exactly, where the hair was. Shastashma, she had hair there that bothered the husband, therefore the husband got angry at her, Therefore, she ran away. Rabbi Vesa found Eliyahu Hanavi. Omalei, my kavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei, Eliyahu said, ask the Pelegish Begiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going through the Pashri's Psukim of Pelegish Begiva. My kavan, what did he say? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was saying like this. Omalei, Avyosa b'ni kachawayma. Avyosa is saying like this. And Yonison b'ni kachawayma. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over what Avi Yosef said, he must be, he's a great person, Avi Yosef. Somalei said back to him, Chas v'sholem, how could that be? Or me, you could say, come, he's shemayin, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a doubt. What's pshan the posik? Omalei said back to him, that's not a kasha. The klal always is, Eilu v'yelu divru l'kim chayim. What they're both saying, could be both are true. When there's a machlokes in Beisham and Beisilu, the Gemara always says, could be, Eilu v'yelu divru l'kim chayim. It's possible that both are true. Then what happened over here? Hein zuv matz is true. First she served him something and there was a fly in it. V'lo hikvid, the husband did not get that angry. But then neima matzah, then b'shash tashma, she had hair there that bothered him, v'hikvid, and that he got angry. Amr Rav Yehuda, zvuv b'kara v'neima b'yosemokim. He learns that zvuv means when she served him food, there was a fly in it, so he got a little bit angry. But then b'shash tashma, when they were living together, v'ayis at that time used to cut off the hair there, her hair was there that bothered him. So, Zvuv Misusa, Stan, the fact there was a fly in the food, it's not nice, so that he got over. But V'neima Sakanta, that she had hair there, B'yay Samakam, that was a Sakana, so that bothered him more. Ika the army, some say, no, Idividi Bekara, both things were found in the plate of food. Zvuv Oinsa, Stan, a fly to fly in, it's an Oinsa, it's not her fault. But V'neima Shiusa, if she served some food that had some hair in it, that was up Shiusa, she should check that out. So that's why that bothered him much more. And because the man got angry at her, the Pelegish ran away. Amarav Chizda, Liyer Lamayat Lodamem Yisrael Badech Beisai. A person should not make his family too fear of him. Shouldn't put too much fear in the family. Sherei Plegish Begiva. This man, Hitl Ole Baila Emi Yisrael. The man put too much fear upon his Plegish here, the wife. The Pila Kamaravavas be Israel, and because of this came out those story of Plegish Begiva, that she ran away, they went out to Binyamah then, the people of Binyamah killed her, threw a lot of Tashmish, then the whole Klai's a lot of fight, one with the other, there are a lot of Revavas, thousands of Yidin were killed because of this one Maisa. And it started out as the man had put too much fear upon his wife. Omrav Yud, Omrav. I'm going to put too much fear in the house. The people fear him too much. He'll come out. He'll be over these three Averis. That's what happened by Plegish Begiva. Gilead Royce. Or Shvich Asdom. You cut the people who come to be killed. They happen by Plegish Begiva. And the Chilul Shabbos. So he speaks out. Mashma, the mice of Plegish Begiva happened on Shabbos. So I'll come out from this also. There'll be a Chilul Shabbos. Omer Rava Baba Chana, Hodi Yamri Rabbonin. That's what Rabbonin say. That Shloisha Dvorim Sorach Odom Loim Batech Beisoy. Erev Shabbos. That the Gemara in Shabbos says that three things you're supposed to tell over to your wife. Erev Shabbos. Im Chashecha, right before Shabbos, you're supposed to tell over your wife and ask her, Ey Saratem, did you take off Maisa from all the food? Ey Raftin, did you make an Erev Chatzeros, Rashi learns? Hedlika was a Ner. Did you light the Neros already for Shabbos? So Shnos, he says over that these three things are supposed to say is Sorach Lememrino Benichusa.